1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH News Center time is 8:21 and third Thursday of each month at this time. We check in with the Greenwich Association of Realtors, Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe, and filling in for 2023, GAR President Brian Tunney, it's the great Bill Andrus. Good morning, Stacy. Good morning, Bill. Welcome. How you guys doing?
Good morning, Tony. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Tony. Good morning, Bill.
All right. We're all covered. Sounds like the end of the Waltons episode or something. But anyway, Stacy, give us a rundown of the numbers for December of 2022. Things are slowing down, it looks like. Give us the details.
Sure. Yeah. So it was definitely, we'll call it a consistent end to 2022 based on where we were in October and November also. There were 34 single-family residential closings in December of 22. That's compared with 77 closings in December 2021, which we know was a much higher figure than is typical. The average is typically around 50 closings for the month of December. When we look at the median sale price, that decreased to just above $2 million at $2,072,500. And that's compared to December 2021, where it was $2,085,000. So really not a very big decrease from year over year. The average days on market for single-family homes in December 2022 was 82 days, which was a decrease from 120 days in December 2021. So, again, I think we've been saying this all year, but the market has been moving much faster due to less inventory available. When it comes to condos and co-ops, there were 21 condo and co-op closings reported during December 2022, and this was a decrease from December 2021, where there were 18 closings. So again, very small numbers, but pretty much stagnant. Median sale price was $605,000. That's a decrease from December 2021, where it was $745,000. And the average days on market for condos was 53, which was a decrease from 131 days in December 2021. So, again, very little inventory, so things are moving very quickly. Pending sales as of the close of business yesterday were 35 for single-family homes and 9 for condo co-op sales.
Okay, that's Stacy Lowe, Executive Vice President, Greenwich Association of Realtors. Going to bring in Bill Andrus, who's now with Compass Realty. And Bill, give us kind of your kind of view of how things were in December and the overall market in your view.
Tony, I think it would help our listeners to know that the entire year of 2022 had some very good positive news and records of its own. The average price for the whole year of 2022 was the highest ever in the history of Greenwich. It was $3,050,000, and that even eclipsed what we thought was unbreakable, which was a high for the first time ever of over $3 million in 2021. And as well, the average in 2022 was the highest ever. It was $2,450,000. So while some people may focus on the fact that the units were down last year and the dollar volume was down, there are many highlights, I think, to look at 2022 and say, overall, it was a good year. You know, I think for our listeners, Tony, it would help to put things into context. And 2021 and 2020 were historic years for Greenwich Real Estate, with record-breaking unit sales and dollar volume. And I think that it's a very tough act to follow. When you look at those 2 years, in 2021, we had 1,006 sales, which was the highest ever. And in 2020, we had 861. But you have to keep in mind, both of those were COVID years. And so if you look at the 637 sales that we had last year in 2022, that was higher than any of the three previous years that preceded COVID, 2019, 2018, and 2017. So I think overall last year had a lot of positives. I think probably the big theme, though, was the shift from the buyer demand being high earlier in the year with only a few weeks supply in most price ranges to buyer demand declining later in the year as interest rates hikes and inflation kind of took center stage.
All right, Bill. And Stacy, how important is, though, perception As Bill mentioned, I think we all knew this during the pandemic, that once things came, you know, slowed down a little bit or we got out of that kind of frenzy, people are going to look and say, oh, boy, things are really dropping off. Things must be really stagnant. But how, and it's not, may not be the reality, but there's always perception out there. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, well, so it's important. I'll jump on this quickly, Bill, if you want. So what's important to note is that the market pre-COVID is very different from what we're looking at post-COVID. So what pre-COVID, we had record high inventory. We had, you know, basically 2 years of inventory available on the market. At this point, we're looking at closer to 3 months, if that, of inventory. So the perception that, you know, the market is not doing well at this time, there is still very significant demand. There's just, frankly, many less homes to sell because there are less incentives for buyers who, or for sellers who may have locked in very low mortgage rates. And they're, you know, turning around and trying to figure out what the next home is that they'll purchase. There are less options for them. So it's definitely a much more strategic market to be in. As a buyer, you definitely want to be ready. And we are starting to see, you know, those high mortgage rates that were creeping up, they're starting to come down again, you know, within recent days. So people are still on the sidelines, just waiting for the right time for them.
All right. That's our Greenwich Real Estate Report. That's Stacy Lowe, the Executive Vice President of the Greenwich Association of Realtors, and Bill Andrus, pinch-hitting for Brian Tunney today, ably, I might add, Bill with Compass Now. Bill, good to talk to you again, and Stacy, be well, and we'll talk again in February.
Thank you, Tony. All the best.
All righty.
Thank you, Stacy.
Okay. WGCH.